A Grammy Award-winning R&B singer thought she was building a bridge by singing for President Trump. Instead, she was digging a very deep hole. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery and multiple colors, range of colors and materials to suit your travel style.
How many colors are there, Dan?
Look at the rainbow and you'll get your answer.
There you go.
For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So her name is Chrisette Michelle.
Payne.
Well, that's the full name, right?
Correct.
Exactly.
Full name. I want to give her her full name.
But I think I don't know if that's her stage name. When she's singing, I think she drops the pain.
Okay.
Or she's in more pain.
Well, currently
she's in pain.
This is a painful story.
It's a painful story.
And again, it's another rush to judgment.
This is more the divided country saying, don't do something. If you do, we'll punish you. And she's getting punished. So the backstory here is that she's, a Grammy Award-winning artist. Has been selling out some venues in the past, and she's invited to sing at a Trump inauguration party. And this was, of course, a couple of years ago. She was told at the time by her husband, by her friends, by her fans,
and a manager too,
don't do it. But she thought that by performing, she was, as an African American, artist. She was building a bridge.
She was trying to do something right by singing
right
at an event that was associated with POTUS.
Right. And the reason for it, what the feedback she got was, how in the world can you sing at an event for Trump when his whole campaign and how he was, brought into office was built around, issues that were negative or had a negative impact on minorities?
Right. He was racist, Dan.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. I will use the word.
I was cautiously laying out the case.
I know you were.
As it was presented to her.
Because you are the professional
by her fans.
And I am the hack. I get that. That's okay.
So she says, I'm going to go ahead and do it because I'm a bridge builder.
She's a bridge builder.
I'm a bridge builder, not a bridge blower upper.
Right.
And but now her career has all blowed up.
I just think is amazing. To me, when you're a musician, people should not judge your art form with political bias.
Yeah, but it's not like that anymore. Anything.
By the way, Bob Dylan sang Blowing in the Wind. I mean, these times they are a-changing. Bruce Springsteen has been known as a very prolific songwriter when it comes to songs and music and that sort of thing. But, it is this guy.
It is. And I don't know of anything like this where, you perform at someone's event and now your audience abandons you. But that's apparently so she not only that, but her distributor for her album, they pulled out of the deal.
Right.
Right. They no longer, whoever the distributor was for her albums, they no longer want to be associated with her. Apparently radio stations stopped playing her songs because she appeared on radio stations that weren't happy about a Trump presidency.
She tried to go on to traditional radio.
They didn't want to have her. But what's even worse, I mean, there were some personal problems that came about as well. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
She lost a baby. She had a
miscarriage as well. And she believes that the stress of all of this has led to where she is right now. And by the way,
I understand that. I totally can get that.
Yeah.
And that I feel bad for her now.
I think it
doesn't take away from the fact that she's still a very talented musician, a great singer. Does not take away from that.
And I think what happens is that the fans, I don't know. You can't say necessarily that fans are different than they were before, but the difference in how fans can impact you is they have the power to sort of go after you online. There's a lot of power. We talk about the good of social media, that people have a lot of power in their hands. They can also turn that around.
Cyberbullying. Cyberbullying.
Yeah, they can definitely come after you, and they've done that. And it's interesting. There was this one quote in an article on this whole story, And she pointed out that she still feels the sting of former fans who saw themselves in her music. So it's like this connection that they had with her. They feel a betrayal of that connection. And they accuse her of selling her blackness to a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, look, again, this is the mentality of the mob that is the public now.
Right.
We have a growing mob mentality amongst the public.
Right, right. Well, I think what this points out, and this is beyond the aspects of sort of the issue of media alone, but we often, a lot of the debate usually is, you know, white versus black, black versus white. This here is black versus black. I mean, I'm making a presumption that a lot of her fan base, since it's the kind of music that she sings, and based on some of the statements that were made, that they are black or minority groups, and they gravitate to her music. And now, so you're beating up your own because that person was only trying to build a bridge between you and the black and Hispanic community, and
I hate
everything
labels,
else.
Dan.
We live in a nation of labels.
I'm tired of labels. I loved Motown, okay? Yeah. I grew up with Motown. I've seen the Broadway play 3 times. I love the music.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's music, okay?
I know, but they're labels are how things are marketed. It is how things are sold. And for better or worse, it's the way that society is.
We jump to too many conclusions.
Yes, we
put too many names on people for whatever action they're doing or whatever music they like or whatever shows they like. We are judging our fellow man instead of embracing him and talking to him.
So how do you fix this? So she goes
talk
out
to
there.
Them.
She, well, in this
just
particular.
Keep singing.
Here's the problem. In order to keep singing, as they pointed out, so she had sold out, I think it was in Pennsylvania. There was a particular venue that she had been to where it was like 1,500 seats or something like that. She sold it out the last time she was there a couple years ago. Now she goes back and
half the seats.
There was like an echo in the place.
Yeah, well, half the seats. And you know what she did? What did she do, Dan,
no,
as a musician?
Tell me.
Oh, I'll tell you what she did.
The music went.
She sang the longest concert she's ever sung.
Yeah. Give them what they came for.
She over-delivered
right.
What she was contractually, because she was so happy to see people who are willing to listen to her music, to enjoy her art.
Right.
And
right.
I always respect musicians. I have the utmost respect for singers and musicians. I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it.
Well, you could if you tried. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions, drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.